Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Bangor Police Sergeant Jeremy Brock is in our studio. It's Cop Talk now in the third hour of our broadcast of Maine's Morning News on VOM.
Confrontation through conversation and all the information you need. This is Maine's Morning News with Rick Tyler and Paul Wolf on Maine's News Talk and Information Station, VOM.
It is kind of spooky. When you sent me a text yesterday, I had on my list of things to do before 5 p.m. to text you, and you beat me to it.
Well, it's been a little while since I've been on. Yes. I had to cancel on you last time with the vice president deciding he was going to drop in. And
the nerve, the unmitigated gall of
Task force officer with the Secret Service, so I'm kind of the contact, and when they get word that he's coming, I get the text saying, hey, get everybody ready, basically, so I got to spread that word. So everybody's super happy with me, but that was like 6 days before. I was going to try and squeeze in here and then go over, but they wanted me over there at 8 o'clock.
So I can imagine that you
were
more needed
there. I was
like,
maybe 8:30. Yeah. I can slide in, come in a suit, be mysterious. But no, it's been a busy couple months here.
Now that the J.D. Vance visit is well in the rearview mirror,
yeah.
So maybe we can ask: were there any complications? Were there any hitches? Any hiccups?
I think it went incredibly well. Mm-hmm. Considering, like I said, it was 6 days. Yeah. Notice. Which is not a ton of notice to get, hundreds of, mm-hmm. types of law enforcement. You know, it was us.
You have to call in favors with other departments?
Definitely, state, federal, county. Mm-hmm. We definitely, it's pretty incredible having an event like that come together like that, and have everybody work together and have it just go well.
Did you get to meet him?
I did.
Politics aside, to do with politics. It's the fact it's the office, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So just as part of my, what I was doing for my position.
Did he say hi or anything?
He did. Yeah. No, he's.
That's it?
Polite greetings. Yeah. Hi. No, we didn't sit down for coffee or anything. No. So.
I wanted to know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he got a similar treatment when he was on The View this week. did you get a chance to view? And the video that I sent to you yesterday.
I didn't watch the full 26 minutes.
Yeah, it was long.
I took some snippets,
okay.
I guess.
Yeah. We didn't know that video, let me rephrase that, 24 hours ago, the guy that was in the video was sitting in the very chair you're in, mm-hmm. talking into the same microphone, using the same headphones. It's Joe Sokol, who's doing independent work for the Maine Wire. And he said to us that... going to drop a story later today, and this was yesterday. I'm going to drop a story likely later today where we've uncovered some of the challenges the city of Bangor is facing, and he called it a secret city within the city. When he was with us, I didn't think he told us where it was, but we weren't allowed to say where it was on the air. He said, you're just going to have to wait and watch for it. So we watched it, and I just wonder if through your eyes and what you and your department must deal with, are there any observations? I'm not talking about how they got there, if they're breaking any laws. I'm just wondering if there were any observations that you had from what the video showed you.
So I watched the video. I'm familiar loosely with that area, without saying exactly where that is. I know that I think it's not a secret that it's next to a railroad.
Anyone that's seen the video, it's.
If you're familiar with railroads extend pretty long ways,
and it's near a river.
So we had the railroad company come down and clean up a lot of trash, campsite stuff when they were able to, when the snow was kind of melting, and they got as much as they could, as far as they could. That looked very similar to what was cleaned up behind. A business downtown,
I think,
or along the railroad.
I think we can say Washington Street Plaza.
Yep.
There was an area there.
Yep.
That has gone, but this appears to be, as Johnny Cash would sing, further down the line.
Correct. Yeah. And so I know that we've had conversations with the railroad as the railroad company that manages that property, because it's their property, about their availability to come and continue to clean up some of that. debris that's down there. That's not, I guess my observation with that was that wasn't something that was created in June in the past couple of months. That is leftover debris that's there. Now, not to say that, you know, somebody might not utilize some of the materials there to set up a small, I got a little bit worried when I heard encampment yesterday from you, because that typically to me means you know, when I hear that, I'm like, oh no, there's, you know, 10, 20, 30 people gathering in one area. And if I don't know about it, like that would be concerning to me.
Well, but that's why I wondered if they were so well hidden. But one of the things you shared with me, if I can share, is that it didn't look like, from your observation, it didn't look like, well, Joe and the team didn't go in and encounter 20, 30 people all sitting around a campfire. They encountered what were structures that looked to be unoccupied, previously occupied. It's unclear how long they have been, I'm going to use the air quotes, unoccupied.
Sure.
Now, parallel to this, I've been wondering, where has the city's homeless population gone? They're no longer near the library. They're no longer in the wooded area across the street from my office downtown behind the Big Apple, where they often would be. And I wondered, gee, have they all gone there? Do we know where the homeless population has gone for the city of Bangor?
Yeah, I would probably have to refer you over to some of the outreach teams as far as like public health and just some of the different, you know, nonprofits or, you know, organizations that, you know, actually go out and do this outreach. I know that, you know, we have our BCAT team and our officers to go out to stuff as far as we get, you know, information referred to us, you know, through citizens or just things that officers observe. If there are, you know, laws, statutes, ordinances that are being violated or enforceable, you know, we take action in those moments. But as far as keeping tabs on where everybody is, it's not necessarily a police function as far as, you know, keeping tabs.
As I understand it, it's only when there is someone who is like trespassing or something, you get a phone call or the BCAT team gets a call and they show up.
Yeah, that's not to say that officers aren't familiar with their beat and they're not, you know, familiar with, you know, if we get a theft or something like that and they went running down over the bank. Well, I know that there's a couple of people staying down there. Let me go down there. I know who it might be. That type of stuff is just good police work. But it, like, you know, like a roster or something like that, or a general area where people are. Let me just say that I was concerned that there was a hidden city as far as like 20, 30 people sitting around a campfire. Yeah. So, like, you know, like the example you just gave, that we were unaware of. There isn't anything like that that I'm aware of. So
the only concern, based on what we're seeing, and I watched as much of it as you did, and I didn't see the crowd of people. Maybe they were just away at the time.
Possible.
But the only concern would be if there is any, again, air quotes, crime, if there is an infraction being committed, it would be trespassing, and the offended would be the railroad. Otherwise, there doesn't appear to be much of a problem going on here, other than we want to see the people that need help and services get the help and services that are available to them. That's all I could think.
Yeah, well, that's typically how it starts, is a trespass, is what is reported to us. There are other crimes that can commit that can be committed or, you know, looked into anywhere, right? You know, an assault could take place, whatever it may be. But typically that's how it comes across, as a trespass. And, you know, we try and be on the lookout for things to do proactive work that way. Unfortunately, there's a lot of things going on in Bangor that we can't solely. I had this conversation with someone the other day where, you know, they were upset about some panhandling issues with some different intersections. And realistically, what they were advocating for is to have, you know, the 7 or 8 officers that we have working at any given time,
please don't tell
post
us.
Post up
at an intersection?
Intersections to rectify this issue.
To literally referee that's only one per intersection?
It's one of those things where I think there's just a misunderstanding of, you know, maybe what we do and maybe what we are dealing with at any given time.
Don't you have enough to do?
Well, you know, for instance, you know, over the past couple months, we've had, you know, two successful homicide cases be resolved in court.
True.
You know, that's stuff that's going on in the background that's not even being like committed right now. It's just those happened 2 years ago.
And then the vice president says, hey, I'm coming, and it's going to draw resources away.
And then unfortunately, we have to have a funeral for a game warden. And because of the amount of attention and people that want to come and pay their respects, Bangor is really the only venue for him. You know, yesterday, it was funny. Just as I was about to leave, our detectives were doing a search warrant where they were bringing a vehicle back to the police department to put it in the bay. And I was pulled aside because they needed me to stand there to make sure the bay was open when the tow truck showed up, because the supervisor on the road had to go out because someone had fallen out of a vehicle and been run over by another vehicle. And I don't have the details as far as what happened with that, but that's how it came in. And that's what, you know, sometimes we're just like, we can't be here paying attention to something that might, you know, might be going on that is more of a inconvenience, you know, when we're actively getting called away to things that are either emergencies or just, you know, I think there would be a lot of people, you'd be damned if you do, damned if you don't type thing.
Is there any police agency in our state that's actually fully staffed right now?
I would like to meet them. We were fully staffed at one point, and then, you know, just things happen, right? You know, there's a lot of circumstances that go into that. People retire, people leave. It's an ever going thing, but you know, it takes 9 months to replace somebody because they have to go to the academy, they have to go through training, they have to go through all this stuff, and to have them go through all that stuff and trained, and it takes 9 months to get them there, and then say, hey, post up right here and just watch in case somebody panhandles, and which isn't even a crime, you know it's unique how some people maybe view police work, and I understand it's not in everybody's scope of understanding.
Let me give you a quick scenario.
Sure.
It's a true scenario, and then ask you the question that follows. There were people that were, I'm not going to say camping out, they were trespassing in our parking lot. And I went over to ask, hey, you guys okay? You doing anything? I just got to be mindful. There's a liability issue here. And they were actually very kind. And one of the women said, we just wanted to stop and stand in the shade and let her drink water because she's pregnant. That changed the entire dynamic. And I went from, okay, my boss wants me to go make sure that someone who is here that shouldn't be here goes away. Now I'm like, oh my word, how do you help? If I were to again encounter these people and knowing and trusting that they say that one of the four among them is expecting and might be living in a lifestyle that's not going to afford her and the baby to be the care they need, who do I call?
I think there's a number of resources available. I don't have them all in front of me right now. There's a number of resources available in Bangor and in the area that would, you know, check that box as far as whether they're not expecting or not.
Yeah.
They might be able to, you know, if they are expecting, there's even more resources available. There's just a number of different boxes. You know, I think I've explained it before. We have, you know, basically almost an 8x11 of resources, and it's got two sides, and it's really to hit any type of, you know, need that somebody has. So it's, you know, to cover all those bases, there's a lot of resources in Bangor.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.